Skagway Assembly member resigns, a transit contract is considered, and more as we preview the upcoming Skagway Assembly meeting, and Haines School made it through a difficult year. But the future looks bright. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Mike Swayze. Those stories are up next. Skagway's longest-serving current assembly person has resigned, months before the end of his term. A longtime local transit company has proposed a working contract for the rest of the summer, and this coming Saturday, the streets of Skagway will run yellow with lemonade. Here's a preview of Skagway's Thursday night assembly meeting. For nearly 9 years, Steve Burnham Jr. has served on the Skagway Borough Assembly. He's been finance chair since 2016, and almost 2 years ago he was named vice mayor. But in recent weeks, his absence from multiple assembly meetings has not gone unnoticed. Late last week, he sent the municipal clerk a brief but quirky resignation letter. Written in backward Yoda-like grammar, it reads, "All. At an end, my time on assembly is, and not short enough was it. Effective upon acceptance by assembly." Skagway Mayor Andrew Cremata says he expects the assembly to accept Burnham Jr.'s resignation at Thursday's meeting.
He is a dedicated assembly person who is always very detail-oriented, which is something I appreciate. Very sorry to see him go, especially so close to the end of his term, but pandemic has been extremely stressful on everyone, and sometimes I think it's maybe been a little extra difficult for people who sit in those assembly chairs. I appreciate all of his hard work for this community over the years and wish him the best.
As of Wednesday, at least two Skagwegians have put their names forward to fill the vacant seat, Christy Murphy and Deb Potter. Cremata says he expects the assembly to move quickly.
We need the seat filled yesterday. I hope that the seat is filled by July 1st. I hope the assembly can reach a consensus as to a person who would come in for what I think is 5 or 6 meetings. But we can't go without an assembly member right now with difficult decisions being made.
Skagway has been without a public transportation contract since October of 2019. On Thursday night, the assembly will consider an agreement with local transit company Leo's Shuttle Company, also known as SmartBus, to transport tourists during the pandemic-shortened summer season. In previous years, SmartBus would pay the municipality $20,000 to provide low-cost bus service for the summer season. The company would then keep the remaining proceeds from passenger fares. But not this year.
I think this was a proposal that the owner of SmartBus brought forward, so they are going to just collect the money, and that's going to be how the payment works, which is great for the municipality.
And finally, on the agenda, the mayor will designate Saturday, June 19th, as Lemonade Day. Cremata explains his reasoning.
Well, you know, when life and pandemics give you lemons, that's when you should make lemonade. So the mayoral proclamation for Lemonade Day is so that we can encourage young entrepreneurs to explore the world of business by starting their own lemonade stand.
Look for lemonade stands set up around town on Saturday in a program backed by the Skagway Development Corporation to teach local kids about the basics of business. The Haines School District and community have faced a challenging year with the COVID-19 pandemic and the deadly landslide last December, which killed a beloved kindergarten teacher and community member. But looking forward, the school superintendent says the district's finances are in good shape, and the outlook is positive. KHNS's Corinne Smith reports.
Looking back in the past school year, Haines School Superintendent Roy Getchell speaks proudly about how the community met numerous challenges.
It's certainly been a shared, I hate to say struggle, but certainly just a shared experience that we've all gone through together.
265 students were enrolled in Haines schools last year. That included about 20 students working remotely and 65 homeschooling. And with that flexibility, enrollment stayed steady.
It was a win-win that families got options. They felt like they had choices. Our enrollment stayed stable. Our funding thus stayed strong. And I feel like we met the needs of our families where they were.
Haines students went back to in-person learning last August, first with a staggered start and then full-time in September. So he says it's been relatively normal. Last year, the district received more than $250,000 in federal relief money, and with more than $1.8 million annual funding from the borough, they were able to reopen schools with COVID protocols in place. They also subsidized internet services for families and provided school breakfast and lunch. Superintendent Getchell says overall, school finances are in good shape.
And you couple that with the additional support that we've received through federal grants, et cetera, et cetera. And truthfully, just sound financial management here at school, but also, you know, with a lot of oversight from our board, who's just a wonderful group to work with. But I feel, you know, we're in a very strong position financially.
Last week, the Haynes Borough Assembly approved flat funding for the district. In all, that's more than $1.8 million as part of next year's budget. Getchell says state funding is pending the next year's state budget passing in Juneau. In addition to COVID, last December's massive landslide and the death of two people, Janae Larson, a beloved kindergarten teacher, and David Simmons, was a tragedy for the whole community.
We went from a very stressful situation to one of grief. The physical loss in the community, for example, all the destruction that occurred and all the stress that went along with that, to the grief of losing Janae and David, and just the impact of, you know, Janae not being at school whenever we started back after that.
Getchell hopes summer can be a time to take pause and process as well.
I think we've been kind of go, 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 and so, you know, my hope is that we need to talk about it, because it's just a lot to process if they reach out to somebody that they care for or love and just talk about it, because there's a lot. This has been quite a year.
And for some, summer school and activities are now in full swing, with sports programs like soccer, t-ball, golf, and swimming when the Haynes swimming pool reopens in August. Getchell is leading focus groups with students and staff to evaluate last year and discuss areas for improvement, as well as where to spend federal funding. He says his office will be sending out a survey to the district and community soliciting feedback in July. In Haynes, I'm Corinne Smith.
For KHNS News, I'm Mike Swayze. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also subscribe to or follow KHNS News anywhere you get your podcasts.